don't know why I didn't come.
Norah Jones is surrounded by buzz. The 22-year-old singer has just released her first album, Come Away With Me, and the reviewers are smitten. The Wall Street Journal said she leaves you longing to hear her interpret all your old favorites. Blue Note, the record label that signed Norah Jones, hired Arif Mardin to produce some of her songs. Mardin is the legendary producer who helped shape Aretha Franklin's sound. Norah Jones is currently on tour, and she's joining us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Welcome, Norah Jones.
Hello.
Does it bother you to have so much attention, all this buzz around you?
It's kind of weird, and it's kind of scary, but it's cool at the same time. I'm just trying not to pay too much attention to it. That's how I think it's going to work best for me.
A really big jazz label. It's Blue Note. Do you feel like you've really released a jazz album?
It's not really a jazz album. It doesn't sound like it. I don't think most people would think that upon first listening to it, especially if they didn't know that it was on Blue Note. But I used to play mostly jazz. I'm from Texas, but when I was in Texas, I wasn't really into anything but jazz. And
so then you moved to New York.
And I got into country.
This must make sense somewhere.
It sort of makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but that's how it worked for me. I had just moved to New York, and I was getting into songwriters. I was going out to hear friends of mine who were songwriters. I was listening to Bob Dylan sort of for the first time. I just had never checked that stuff out before. And I sort of got back into country music also.
Norah, I want to listen to a song from your album. I'm not going to reveal the title of it or anything, but let's give it a listen.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Well, that's obviously a Hank Williams classic, Cold, Cold Heart. Now, how in the world did that end up on your album?
Well, I love Hank Williams, and it's just a great song. Dinah Washington even recorded it. And hopefully Hank Williams isn't rolling over in his grave over my rendition of his song. But I think it works. I think it's simple enough. It's definitely different, but I don't know. I like to change it. It is scary. You don't want to change things too much because you want to respect the writer. But it's fun to do it.
Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
You remind me a little bit of another Jones, Ricky Lee Jones, a little bit of Bonnie Raitt, obviously Dinah Washington and Billie Holiday. Are there any other influences that come to mind for you as you play and sing?
My mom had every Ray Charles record, I think, in her collection. She's loved him since she was really young. So a lot of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Joni Mitchell. A lot of Brazilian music also.
Your album, Norah, is quiet. It's very, very spare. It has that sultry, late-night sort of feeling. Is that your preferred sound?
I've always been drawn to the slowest, most quiet ballad on every record I own. That's usually the first song that draws me in. But, that's just what I like. And I don't know if it'll be like that always. I'm sure I'll have the urge to rock out someday, but right now I just don't.
You're listed as a producer on your album. Are you proud of that?
I am proud of that. It's funny because the first track, Don't Know Why, and Turn Me On, they were originally, those are demos from a demo session we made for Blue Note when they were trying to decide whether or not they wanted to sign me. So those are really old tracks, and the band just went in there and we recorded them. Arif Mardin added organ on Turn Me On, and we added background vocals on Don't Know Why. But other than that, those are demos.
Let's listen to a little of Turn Me On.
Okay.
like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me.
That's a song by John D. Loudermilk. I learned it from a Nina Simone record. It's an amazing version of the song. It's so beautiful. We started playing it live, and it's sort of, you know, we thought it would be a good cover to throw in. And when we recorded it, you know, I had already stopped thinking about Nina's version. I got her out of my head for the recording, which was good.
Why was that good?
Well, because if I had Nina Simone in my head, I'd be too scared to sing it. Also, you know, you tend to phrase like singers you learn a song from, and she's Nina Simone. I can't even pretend to go there, you know. She's so amazing. So it's better that I just do my own thing with it.
I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn.
You did write three of the songs on this album. Which ones are these?
I wrote Come Away With Me, Nightingale, and I co-wrote The Long Day Is Over with Jesse Harris.
Let's hear a little bit of Nightingale.
Nightingale, tell me your tale. Was your journey far too long? All the voices that I spin around. Trying to tell me what to say. So can I fly right behind you? And you can take me away.
What is the hardest thing for you about writing?
Actually finishing a song. I'm really new at writing. I only have a few songs to my name, so I'm still finding my groove. I'm still finding my routine, my sense of discipline when it comes to writing, you know. So just everything about it is hard because I'm new at it.
Nora, you're just 22, and a lot of people are looking at you, hopefully, to pull a pop music scene out of the doldrums. Do you have any idea what you might sound like a decade from now?
I hope better. I hope not worse. I don't know. I can't wait to find out, though.
Pianist and singer Nora Jones, her new album, Come Away With Me, has just been released. She's joined us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks, Nora.
Thanks a lot.